Now joining the program, Bobby Nightingale of the Star Tribune, smack dab on the Twins beat, covering the Twins for the Star Tribune. Thanks so much for the time, Bobby. As always, really appreciate it. I wanted to start with sort of a panic level here. It's only April 23rd, but we haven't seen a lot of things to love about this Twins team so far. Where do you sit on the panic level, the sort of spectrum, and how close are you to that button?
Yeah, probably not as much panic as probably most of the fan base. I'd say like 5 out of 10 on the concern meter. Mm-hmm. I mean, when you're in a team-wide slump and no one's kind of hitting the way they should be, I mean, there's obviously concern there, but it's also one of those things where I can't imagine they hit 195 to 200 for an entire season. I mean, at some point, someone's going to have to step up. And, you know, there are concerning signs, you know, Royce Lewis being injured, Carlos Correa being injured, that's going to take away a lot of your firepower. Louis Varland struggling in the rotation. Chris Paddock getting off to kind of a tough start. But you look at who they played. I mean, they've played a tough schedule. I mean, they got swept by the Orioles. They lost 2 of 3 to the Dodgers. Mm. They did 2 games to the Guardians. But, you know, I do think, you know, over the course of the entire summer, it's still a weak division. There are still guys that can turn their seasons around that, you know, I'm not ready to press the complete panic button yet.
I like that. You talk about the Guardians and the division. I think the Guardians are off to a very shocking start. Not a lot of people expected that. But injuries speaking, you know, do you have any updates on us about really the bullpen guys, you know, Duren most in particular, and then any updates on Correa, on Royce, and how they're sort of dealing with their injuries?
Yeah, Jovan Duran's going to begin a rehab assignment today, Tuesday, so you could see him back probably this weekend. When they begin a road trip in Anaheim. So that's a big step for the bullpen, getting your closer back. And obviously it allows you to kind of use Griffin Jacks and Brock Stewart, who have been pretty good this year, mm-hmm. and, you know, a little bit earlier in game. So that makes your bullpen stronger. Carlos Correa, they're hoping he begins, you know, starts taking swings at the end of this week, which it still means he's a couple of weeks away from probably returning to the Twins. May even need a rehab assignment just to get a couple games, get back to live pitching. But, you know, he's probably not too far off, but also not close enough where you probably won't see him on the next road trip. Mm. And then Royce Lewis is still a ways away, hasn't even started running yet. In my mind, I mean, if he's back by the All-Star break, I think the Twins would take that. I think that'd be good news. But you're probably still looking at months instead of weeks right now for him.
All-Star break, really? It's that long, we think.
Yeah, I mean, it's one of those, it's a severe quad strain. I mean, I know sure. Most quad strains, it's probably like a 2-month injury. But his, I mean, it was pretty bad. And, you know, you just look at, he is starting to take swings. But when you think of it as like, he hasn't started running yet, no setbacks, you know, he's probably going to have almost like a redo of spring training almost, where he's going to have to build himself back up into, you know, regular speed. I mean, the spring training is a 6-week process, so. I think it's probably still a ways to go. Mm-hmm. It wouldn't be surprised, I mean, if it takes until July.
With Royce Lewis, it's a little difficult here. He's had such the extensive injury history, and I know this team has been very cautious with him before, but, you know, at some point this season, you may need him. So how cautious do you expect this team to be when it comes to Royce Lewis?
Yeah, I mean, it's one of those, I think they try to protect him from himself. I mean, he's a guy, if it was up to him, I think he'd try to play right now. That's just kind of the attitude he has. I mean, he's a gamer in that sense. But you're right, I mean, just the injury history, knowing what kind of his future is. I mean, whenever he comes back, I mean, say, even worst case scenario, it's in July. You know, there's still 2 months left. I mean, that he could still have a huge impact on the lineup and make an impact that way. If he has another injury, you know, you're looking at a wasted season. So I think they're looking at it as, you know, he can't afford another injury this year when he does come back. So you kind of have to play it safe and make sure he takes care of himself when he does get back on the field.
Speaking with Star Tribune Twins beat writer Bobby Nightingale, and the offense without Royce, and granted we only saw Royce for a game and a half, not even, but the offense has really been struggling. You talk about the batting 195. It's tough to foresee them continuing that over a 162-game season with the talent that they have, assuming they can get healthy. But one thing I've noticed is they've had a lot of issues hitting breaking balls, and that feels, for whatever reason, up and down the lineup. What other issues are you looking at with this offense, and why are they struggling so much?
Yeah, I think a lot of it has to do just your left-handed hitters haven't performed this year. I mean, Edward Julian, he has 5 homers, but he's not hitting to the kind of the capability he showed last year, especially at the top of the lineup. Max Kepler had a nice game in his return from the injured list, but he was 1-for-20 before that. Carlos Santana has not hit at all. You know, it's not being your everyday first baseman. Alex Kirilloff has been a good bright spot, but you know, there just hasn't been enough left-handed hitters, and you know, that's the key to, you know, beating up on right-handed pitching is you got to have good lefty hitters. Now you have guys like Royce Lewis and Carlos Correa who can hit against anybody. So you take those two guys out, and then your lefties start struggling. I think that's kind of where you see kind of this team-wide slump, and injuries have kind of forced some guys like Kyle Farmer. He's great against hitting lefties, but you know, he's been kind of exposed against right-handed pitching. And you know, Willie Castro, another guy, switch hitter, you know, hasn't been great hitting as a left-handed hitter. So I think the optimistic view is just, you know, Edward Julian is probably going to turn it around at some point. You know, Max Kepler, if he shows what he did in the second half, that'll be a huge thing for the middle of the lineup. Matt Wallner, he's at AAA right now. If he ever gets back to, you know, kind of where he was last year, that's a good sign. Or if Trevor Larnach, you know, comes up and, you know, has a lot of success at the plate. Those are two left-handed hitters. You know, they'll need at least one of them to step up.
In speaking with Rocco Baldelli, Twins manager, you know, what has he sort of said about this slump? And I know a couple of things that he's talked about is sort of just staying the course, but what else has he sort of mentioned when it comes to this offense struggling?
Yeah, I mean, you can tell the frustration's there, the urgency's high. You know, it can get, you know, late pretty early if you dig yourself into too big of a hole. Mm-hmm. You know, he's kind of urged them to kind of change their approach. You know, they have a lot of power hitters. You know, they're not afraid to, as they showed last year, to strike out. But I do think that's been kind of a goal, is to be better with two strikes, just focus on putting the ball in play and just kind of taking your line drives and not focusing so much on homers, which kind of goes against what they were doing last year. I mean, they led the league in homers. They had a great offense in the second half last year, won playoff games because they were hitting homers. But I think, you know, partially because of the weather, partially just because a lot of guys are slumping, you know, you got to have a change of approach and just kind of focus on the basics. And if you're just going to score five runs through small ball and sacrifice flies and moving guys over, I mean, that's kind of what you have to do when Royce Lewis and Carlos Correa are out. So I do think he's kind of urging him to kind of not, you know, fully overchange everything they're doing, but, you know, at least while the weather's what it is and the team's struggling as they are, you know, you got to do a little bit more of the small things than focusing on the big swings when you're at the plate.
Last question I have for you on the offense here, and we're speaking with Bobby Nightingale, Twins beat reporter of the Star Tribune. Are we going to see Brooks Lee at all? I know he's got a herniated disc, I think I last saw of him, so I'm not sure if he'll be healthy at all, but, you know, he's exciting at the very least.
Yeah, I mean, that's the unfortunate thing. Yeah, I mean, he was so close, and, you know, if he was healthy, he'd probably be the starting shortstop right now. Even as a switch hitter, he'd probably be in the lineup every day, too. But, yeah, herniated disc, he's probably out for, you know, first half of the season. And then you're looking at kind of the same thing as Royce Lewis. You're going to have to build back up, kind of restart spring training over and, you know, make sure that that's not an injury that lingers, because back injuries are can be concerning, you know, if they're not treated properly. So, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if he's another guy that's out till late June, July, you know, maybe even August. So, I mean, that's an unfortunate blow just for a guy that was on the brink of the major leagues and probably would be up right now.
So to talk about the pitching here, Louis Varland has been sort of the poster boy of the Twins' pitching struggles, and I still have a lot of confidence in the top of this rotation. But what is going on with Louis Varland, Bobby?
Yeah, I mean, I think he just lost confidence in his last start. I mean, his first three starts, they didn't go well, but at least he was in good count. Mm-hmm. Just wasn't putting away hitters with two strikes, and that was kind of his big focus. And then his last start, he just wasn't throwing strikes at all, which has never really been an issue for him. You know, the Twins want him to throw his sinker more often. I think it's a pitch that he just hasn't really felt comfortable throwing, especially in games, especially when you're struggling. So I wouldn't be surprised if in AAA that's a focus for him, is to start throwing those more often. And if it gets hit around, you know, you can live with the results more in AAA. You know, it's more of a development thing than results oriented. So, I mean, I think it's just one of those, he has two great pitches, which is why he has such great success in the bullpen last year. But you need a third pitch for him just to get through a lineup multiple times. And first time through, he's usually pretty solid. Second, third time through, that's when he runs into trouble. And, you know, that's something he has to focus on in AAA.
Chris Paddock looked really good in Game 1 with the White Sox. Granted, it's the White Sox. I'm starting to think that I could look pretty good on the mound against the White Sox, but still positive there. I guess the question is, can we expect that from Paddock moving forward? I know he's sort of working through to full strength still, full stamina, if you will.
Yeah, I mean, at least it's a confidence boost for him. If he was facing Atlanta, right. You know, maybe he doesn't have that success last night where he's pitching seven shutout innings. But for a guy that's struggled his first three starts, especially struggled against the Baltimore Orioles, I mean, that's a huge step forward just mentality-wise. He's kind of in the same boat as Louis Varlin. I mean, he was doing good, getting to two strike counts, and then just couldn't put guys away. Guys weren't chasing his changeup, wasn't getting as many strikeouts on his slider. So yesterday he just kind of attacked guys, went back to his fastball, and said, you know, dared guys to hit it, and they didn't. So, I mean, that's at least a positive step and something he can take forward.
Mm-hmm. I've sort of brought into question the idea of bringing in a pitcher, and that's probably going to be more near the deadline, if anything. But do you foresee this Twins team adding to the rotation throughout the season?
I think they'd like to. I mean, they weren't opposed to doing it during, the offseason or spring training. I think it was just one of those, financially, they didn't have a much payroll to deal with. Trade-wise, they weren't able to get trades done. And some of the non-roster guys that they were looking at signing, like the Dallas Keuchel types from last year, ended up signing elsewhere. So, I mean, I think they've been open to it. You look around the league, I mean, pitching injuries are everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
I look at the Houston Astros, they're off to a bad start. They're down six starters at one point. The Miami Marlins were down five starters due to injuries. So it's one of those, I mean, everyone's looking for starting pitching where they can find it. And I wouldn't be surprised if the Twins went creative and like Cole Sands is pitching well out of the bullpen, but has a background as a starter. I wouldn't be shocked if a need arised and, you know, they needed an extra starter, if they wouldn't say, you know, try him out and back in the rotation just to see what that would look like. And, that's something that's probably more feasible when you get a bunch of your injured relievers back, like Justin Topa, who's on the injured list, and, Jorge Alcala is back at the major league level.
Why doesn't Rocco love the idea of like a bullpen game? I don't think we've seen that a lot out of him.
I think he trusts his starters. I mean, when you have good starters, you don't really need to do it.
Yeah.
Pablo Lopez, you're going to ride him as much as you can. Joe Ryan and Bailey Ober have looked really good. Simeon Woods Richardson's going to get the next look in the rotation with Louis Varlin out. He looked good in his spot start stint. So. I don't think they rule out a potential like bullpen games or anything, but I think they just trust their starters to get the job done. And if you have five quality starters, and not that Chris Paddock has had the start that he's wanted, but they trust the five starters they have, and they're going to ride those guys.
I guess it's a me opinion thing where I don't think they have five quality starters. But look, I'm willing to accept that there's improvement to be made and the improvement can be made. Bobby Nightingale, the Star Tribune. Bobby, thanks so much for the time. As always, really appreciate it. We'll be seeing you around and we'll talk soon. Thanks for the time again.
Looking forward to it. Thanks.